Let's leave it all on the field, everybody.
That's right.
Seth, great show.
Yep, had fun.
Have fun.
Have a great day, everybody.
Have a great day, everyone. We'll talk to you sooner than later right here at...
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Fears of a recession are fading. Despite higher interest rates and inflation, the U.S. economy is cooking with gas. Bankrate's Mark Hamrick.
Growth in the second quarter turns out to be better than expected. Annualized GDP expanded at an accelerating pace, up 2.4%. That's compared to the 2% increase in the first 3 months of the year.
Consumer spending and business investment get the credit. It has economists dialing back predictions of recession. Another hopeful sign, the number of people who signed up for unemployment benefits last week slid to its lowest level in 5 months. The Biden administration signaling an aggressive new approach to corporate mergers. Biggest targets, massive tech companies looking to gobble up the little guys. Federal Trade Commission Chair Lina Khan.
There are a whole set of antitrust lawsuits underway right now that allege that these companies have engaged in anti-competitive tactics that have unfairly blocked competition.
The UN has just confirmed July is on track to be the hottest month ever recorded on planet Earth. Chief Antonio Guterres calls it the era of global boiling that calls for dramatic, immediate climate action. A new study finds the weather is hard on the human body. CBS's Jim Crisula.
Excessive heat and air pollution can double a person's risk of having a heart attack. That's according to Chinese researchers who analyzed more than 200,000 cardiac deaths in China between 2015 and 2020.
40% of Americans are under heat alerts today. The agreement to end Hunter Biden's legal problems is on hold after a Trump-appointed judge challenged key parts of the deal. Correspondent Catherine Herridge from Wilmington, Delaware.
The president's son was expected to plead guilty to two misdemeanor tax charges and was expected to enter a diversion program to resolve a third charge for felony gun possession.
Both sides have a month to answer the judge's questions. There's political unrest in West Africa. Correspondent Steve Kathan reports.
A military mutiny in the West African nation Niger claims to have ousted the country's president. A government official says there was an attempted coup, but the government won't accept it. An army colonel went on TV to say all political party activity has been suspended.
Look for Prince Harry to make more court appearances in his native UK. A London High Court judge has allowed his lawsuit against Rupert Murdoch's tabloid The Sun to go to trial, rejecting the newspaper's attempt to throw out the case. Harry claims the publisher hacked his phone and used investigators in deception to gather information. Dow up 82. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. GI Bill, Skill Bridge, and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Small municipalities across Wisconsin receive grants from the state to fund public improvement projects. Governor Tony Evers announced yesterday that 21 municipalities would receive more than $20 million in funds for critical public infrastructure projects. The governor said, "These pivotal projects will help our communities build for the future, improve public services, and provide family-sustaining jobs." Among the 21 municipalities are the cities of Hurley and Antigo, who will each receive $1 million for street and utility infrastructure improvements. If you want to bow hunt at the Sandhill Wildlife Area in Babcock this fall, you'll need to submit your application to the DNR by August 14th. They are conducting a research study on deer density in the area. This is the first time an archery hunt will be held in Sandhill since 1968. The two-day hunt will take place September 30th and October 1st. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with highs around 94. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely, lows dip down to about 66. Chance for scattered storms again tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 86. Cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 80.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Forward one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Do you care about UFOs or UAPs or whatever we're calling them, aliens in general? The truth is out there, but do you care actually? 844-967-2789. What is your interest level amongst all of the competing headlines and your attention for the stories of the day? Where does yesterday's congressional hearing on UFOs fall? Because it might surprise you that it's doesn't have a lot of people's attention, or at least as many as you'd think it would, considering our entertainment that's been dedicated to life beyond. But nevertheless, yesterday, you know, every couple years we get some new report about a whistleblower or a grainy black ops video of something that looks like a first trimester ultrasound, and are informed that aliens have once again been confirmed to be real. And the latest declaration came yesterday during a congressional UFO hearing where lawmakers joined the calls for greater transparency during a hearing where three former military officials testified about their encounters with unidentified aerial phenomenon.
Oh, that's what that stands for.
I think it's aerial, or I've also seen an anomalous. I don't know.
The
one
UAPs.
Or the other.
UAPs. Okay.
UAPs. So I'm hoping that I'm going to say his name. David Grusch, who's a former military intelligence officer, and he was for 14 years in the Air Force and National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, told lawmakers that aliens are real, physically in the government's possession, and obviously being kept a secret. The Pentagon has not confirmed or denied, but in the past they've always denied. And the subcommittee also heard from Ryan Graves, who's a former Navy pilot who's spoken out about UFOs, and David Fravor, who is a retired Navy commander who saw something off the coast in California in 2004 that was captured in the infamous Tic Tac video. And Graves urged more investigation, saying that the aircraft are foreign drone. You know, there's foreign drones, and then it's a national. Like, the whole thing is basically, is this is a national security problem. And Before we move on to the question, I mean, did you follow this yesterday? I would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. Do you care? Is this interesting? 844-96-PARTY. Jane Van Der, do you care? This was happening while we were on air.
Right. I did see some of the testimony. Can I play a little clip?
You can absolutely play a little bit.
Let's take a little listen to some of the hearing. Again, in a public hearing in Congress, this was in public, recorded for consumption. Take a listen.
Do you believe our government has made contact with intelligent extraterrestrials?
It's something I can't discuss in public setting.
You're public.
Okay, I can't ask when you think this occurred. If you believe we have crashed craft, stated earlier, do we have the bodies of the pilots who piloted this craft?
As I've stated publicly already in my News Nation interview, biologics came with some of these recoveries. Yeah.
Were they, I guess, human or non-human biologics?
Non-human, and that was the assessment of people with direct knowledge on the program I talked to that are currently still on the program.
And was this documentary evidence, this video, photos, eyewitness? Like, how would that be determined?
The specific documentation I would have to talk to you in a skiff about.
Jane's just dumbfounded.
Well, first of all, you're in a public hearing. Yes. And therefore saying, well, I can't say that in public. Then why are you here?
Why are you here?
What, you going to show, you want to draw some stick figures and tell your story that way?
So, yes. So there's a little bit about this is like it kind of ended up being, the hearing itself ended up kind of being a nothing burger as far as, and maybe that's why. But what I was really interested in is kind of how, not under the radar, because obviously we're talking about it today, but where do you think this hearing about aliens and UFOs and someone kind of alluding to under oath in front of Congress that, yes, there are non-human remains in the government's possession, where on the Google Trends for the United States yesterday do you think that story ended up? Jane, if you had to guess, where do you think?
Way in the bottom.
So is that way in the bottom? But as of yesterday, it was sixth.
Sixth.
Sinead O'Connor was first. Mitch McConnell was second.
And we're going to get to that too.
Yeah, we're going to get to both of those. USA versus Netherlands was third. Barcelona was fourth. The crane collapse in New York City was fifth. And then, with about 100,000 searches, the UFO hearing. And it's funny to me because it feels like something that everyone would be captivated by. And we've been captivated by, and we've wondered for
long time.
Centuries, decades, yep. As far as like since space travel became an even like a comprehension of thinking about life outside of Earth. And it just doesn't seem to have captured, more people were like, what happened to Mitch McConnell? And are there aliens? And I would love to know if you are one of those people or where do you fall on the interest level of this topic? 844-967-2789.
Jack from Merrimack is joining us this morning. Good morning, Jack. What do you think?
Good morning. Well, either UFOs or UAPs or whatever you want to call them, either they're alien in origin or they're not. Either they're weird atmospheric phenomena or they're not. Either they're advanced military aircraft that are being tested or they're not. And there may or may not be aliens, but you know what? None of this ever tried to take over the government of the United States. And that's where Congress really needs to start putting its efforts into. And, of course, what they're trying to do is take the attention away from the fact that there were both political and violent coups that tried to take over the government of the United States in January of 2021. And the entire House should be investigating, especially those people who were involved in the fraudulent elector scheme, because that's was intended to sound like a real honest political situation. It wasn't, of course. It was totally unlawful, and not one single Republican is addressing it. And the whole idea, let's just keep this other garbage. I was going to use different words, sorry, in the news, and say impeach Hunter Biden. Oh, excuse me, he's not the president, is he?
So Jack, at least with this topic, though, so are you in the camp? Are you in the camp that you think this UFO story is a distraction?
I absolutely think it is a distraction.
Okay.
The whole purpose of these hearings is to distract us from the reality that we almost lost our government.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call,
Jack. Thanks a lot, Jack.
And it's interesting because I think for so long there were so many people who felt like the government is keeping this from us and that they have information about alien life forms and UFOs and they're keeping it a secret from the general public. And it's just fascinating to me that there's now more and more people who are, when it's brought up and talked about in public, in a congressional hearing, there are people like Jack, and Jack's not alone, that think that this is distracting us from, this is the distraction.
Yes.
Now. That they're like teasing us with,
shiny
the X-Files.
Shiny thing over here.
And it's like, let's look at this. Let's talk about this instead. And my brother and I were talking about this, that there's a longstanding theory that when the public support for wars ultimately wanes, which you can probably argue that is happening. I think a lot of people are both on any side of the political spectrum are like kind of over being at war with people, that there was going to be a push for spending, like huge war type spending on space. Unlike the next war of like outside life forms. And obviously that's super speculative, but I just think this is a perfect example of something that you think would capture people's attention. And it really just didn't.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Dave from Mequon. Good morning, Dave. What do you think?
Good morning. Well, I'll be honest with you. I've always taken an interest in this. So that's the nerdy part of side of me, I guess, of things. And the reason why I say that, we've had previous presidents that have talked about it, not at length, but, there's, been some discussion in that. And keep in mind, and I actually have a friend of mine, to be full disclosure, that does a lot of documentaries. He puts a lot of films together for PBS and what have you. And he went out to Area 51, which is highly secretive. And what he encountered there and what he put together was really, really kind of bizarre and interesting all in one. And keep in mind, we had the issue, if people have to remember.
Dave, we got a minute, so.
I'm going to. Okay. We had, the Roswell crash in New Mexico many years ago. And initially, it was kind of, it was a big deal, and then it was blown off as just as a weather balloon.
Unfortunately, Dave, we're coming up against a break, so I got to let you go. But thank you for the call, and we're going to keep this going. So if you have thoughts, do you care? Is it a distraction? What do you think about UAPs? 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag CivicPints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosures.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And the topic at hand is, how much do you care about UFOs, UAPs? Do you think the government is keeping these secrets from us? Or are they now using it as a distraction to keep us from caring and talking about the other things of the day? And I'm asking this because yesterday there was a UFO congressional hearing. And I was pretty surprised when I checked what was trending on Google yesterday to see that it was sixth behind Sinead O'Connor, Mitch McConnell, the World Cup, the crane collapse in New York City, which was terrifying. Yes, I don't know terrible. If you got to see that video. But I'm just interested to hear from you as far as where do you fall? Are UFOs a secret? Or are they the distraction? 844-967-2789. Jane, you said we had a good text?
We do. John from the Falls checking in. I'd be interested if, honestly, I thought any of it was real. Unfortunately, most of the people called to testify in front of these Republican panels have shown they're only there with an axe to grind or have a way to personally benefit from appearing. I am beyond bored with all of the Republican whistleblowers and experts. Just another diversion to keep the American people from focusing on them taking away our rights and getting richer every day.
And it's interesting because I remember this whole thing made me think of a story that I covered and I talked about at one of our last jobs, Jane. And this was December 2021. And it was a headline that said, NASA used religious experts to predict how humans may react to aliens. Because it was basic. So religious experts have examined how each of the world's major religions may respond to news that intelligent life exists on other planets. And the idea is that if you've, you know, dedicated your life to thinking God has created
all life,
and all of a sudden there's a new form of life, like how much does that challenge your worldview? And, you know, the fact that NASA had invested in this, to me, kind of made me think like there may be proof of this. And, you know, that the fact that they are investing in kind of what the human condition would be like if and when they found out there's life beyond Earth. And I don't know, I feel like when we look at the James Webb telescope images, it's hard for me to imagine that like Earth is the only planet that has life on it. Like, I just don't have that much faith that in the ever expanding universe and universes there's that are out there,
there's lots of space out there,
that it's like, oh yeah, but we're the only ones. And so like, I don't subscribe to that. I have no idea what the proof is, which makes all of this more interesting.
844-967-2789. You can call and or text that same number from the 920. I agree, the UFO hearings are likely a distraction. I thought I saw Glenn Grothman was doing some of the questioning, so that probably tells you all you need to know about the validity of this hearing. We have far greater problems than that Congress should be focusing on instead of science fiction. Josh from Oshkosh. And we have Sharky from Racine is joining us on the phone. Good morning, Sharky.
Good morning. I got to thank you for the great Brewer ticket Saturday. We had one of the best times of since 1970, I tell you.
Oh, yay! That's awesome.
So, hey, listen, I'm now retired and older than 50. And I got a chance to do a lot of things, you know, working for the government. And some things I couldn't talk about them until recently, and other things. And the space deal is crazy. It's amazing. Is it an interruption to our daily lives for those who care because they're paying attention? Other people never look up. Okay. So my thought is, if you go to Area 51, it's going to be pretty dull. Secondly, we do have the Space Force thing now, and that was a big trademark for our current president. I'll also tell you though that most of your stuff is going to be top secret. They're secret for a reason, but it's not that they're not flying unidentifies. Okay. So with that said, I think it is definitely a distraction, but it's also very important because our safety now is in space. And if you look, if you can write this down, there's the X-37B. People thought that was a UFO. It flies about 60 miles above the Earth. And it was a manned, we had the space shuttles for many years, and now we have unmanned space shuttles that are not occupied by a human being, but from Earth. Now, Area 51 really doesn't even exist anymore. All of their employees go to a new spot, and I want to say it's going to be in Utah. But they get on the bus. I should say bus, but it's actually a 737. And they fly to Utah area. And it's top secret, and they're doing top secret things. And what they're seeing is top secret movements, and the Air Force is obviously up there. And if you talk to a serious Air Force pilot, they'll probably giggle, laugh, and say, can't talk about that, but you're halfway right.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Sharky. Thank you, Sharky. Appreciate it. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, coming up against the break.
What do you think, Jane? You're making faces over there, so I'm wondering what you're thinking.
Well, I certainly think that it is the height of egomania to think that we are the only things in multiple universes.
Yes.
And if there is intelligent life, I think the fact that we still haven't met them is more of a reflection on us.
They don't want us.
If they're really not smart, if they're really smart, I think they should stay away. I'm just saying.
All right. Well, like she said, we're coming up against a break. But when we come back, we're going to talk about the two most, the highest trending topics from yesterday, both RIP Sinead O'Connor and also what happened to Mitch McConnell. And we're also going to play a game in the second hour. So I'll introduce the State Fair game for a chance for you to win some State Fair tickets. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay.
Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Small municipalities across Wisconsin receive grants from the state to fund public improvement projects. Governor Tony Evers announced yesterday that 21 municipalities would receive more than $20 million in funds for critical public infrastructure projects. The governor said, "These pivotal projects will help our communities build for the future, improve public services, and provide family-sustaining jobs." Among the 21 municipalities are the cities of Hurley and Antigo, who will each receive $1 million for street and utility infrastructure improvements. If you want to bow hunt at the Sandhill Wildlife Area in Babcock this fall, you'll need to submit your application to the DNR by August 14th. They are conducting a research study on deer density in the area. This is the first time an archery hunt will be held in Sandhill since 1968. The two-day hunt will take place September 30th and October 1st. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI, Civic Media News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734. Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 AM is looking for organizations that regularly distribute information about employment opportunities to job applicants or have job applicants to refer. If your organization would like to receive notification of job vacancies, please notify us at 1690 2nd Avenue South, Wisconsin Rapids 54495 or call 715-424-1300. WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 AM is an equal opportunity employer and encourages women and minorities to apply.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
If you're searching for a lawn service that delivers exceptional results, S. Johnson Lawn Service is at your service. With years of experience in the industry, their team specializes in custom designs and complete remodels. And S. Johnson Lawn Service is now hiring drivers and a licensed fertilizer technician.
They're also willing to train.
Visit sjohnsonlawnservice.com or call 715-305-4729 today for a free estimate. That's 715-305-4729. S. Johnson Lawn Service, quality landscaping and design services at competitive prices.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Parents, we know we can't protect our kids from everything. Eventually, they're going to bump their heads or scrape their knees. But we can protect them from six types of cancer. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is a common, preventable virus that can cause cancer later in life. The HPV vaccine prevents human papillomavirus and all the cancers it can cause. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is available throughout Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 and get connected and get answers.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with highs around 94. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely, lows dip down to about 66. Chance for scattered storms again tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 86. Cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 80.
Oh, and she was widely mocked by other pop stars. I just saw a video of Madonna making fun of her.
Back in the night, during that period.
After that happened. Yeah, after that happened. And she was a really young woman. I mean,
she was like a child prodigy.
Yeah. And when she came out with Nothing Compares to You, I think she was only 22.
Wow.
And so she skyrocketed and never really wanted that kind of career. She considered herself a protest singer.
Oh, that's so fascinating.
Yeah. That really wasn't what she wanted for herself. And she came from a really difficult childhood and said her mother would beat her frequently and was highly religious at the same time. And she was very open about her struggles with mental illness.
Mental health.
And then she lost her 17-year-old son to suicide last year. And so it's just a tragic.
It is tragic, but she was wildly talented. And it's interesting reflecting on the SNL incident in comparison to what we were talking about yesterday with the 1975 and them going to Malaysia and complain, you know. And it's like, to me, that feels different because I feel like she had stakes.
Oh, yes.
Versus what, you know, what that band did. And also was trying to talk about something that no one else was talking about. And so it actually did need
exposure.
Awareness and exposure. And it took another 10 years before it really happened. So, you know, I think at least reflecting and honoring her for a second, but over 5 million people were looking her up yesterday.
Well, I certainly hope that she found some long sought after peace.
Absolutely. And then after that comes the question that it feels like every couple months we have to ask, should people in declining health be in public positions of extreme power? 844-967-2789, because Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell suddenly just stopped speaking during a weekly Republican leadership news conference yesterday. He basically just appeared to freeze, went silent, and then eventually was kind of whisked away. He came back later, said he was fine, made a joke about being sandbagged, which is a callback to when Joe Biden fell because he tripped on a sandbag. But did you see the video?
I did. It's terrifying.
It's kind of terrifying.
It is.
And I, you know, I am no Mitch McConnell fan, but I certainly do not wish ill upon him. But watching that video was like, did he just have a stroke?
That was a question that a lot of people were asking. And I think the Republican colleague who led him away is a doctor.
And, oh, really?
Yeah. And I guess what shocked me was that he came back so quickly. For anyone else who's that age, he's what, 82?
81.
81? You'd have him looked at.
Have
a doctor look at him. I mean, if that was a stroke or a TIA or something like that, you need to get that diagnosed quickly so there can be the proper treatment applied.
And I mean, I don't know if it just becomes optics so quickly that, like, as soon as he felt fine, they're like, you got to get back out there. Show that you're fine. Because basically what they summed it up to is he felt lightheaded and he stepped away for a moment and that's it. But like, he also, you know, excuse the bluntness, like, he also just looks old. Like,
well, he did not look healthy.
I mean, he doesn't look as unhealthy as Dianne Feinstein. But it just, you know, obviously this raises the question that he came up with Dianne Feinstein not too long ago when she was dealing with shingles and brain swelling and whatever, you know, whatever her health issue was that kept her out of work, out of her office, and out of not being able to do her job for over a month.
Oh, more than that. Yeah.
Was it 6 weeks?
I think it was maybe 2 months.
And, you know, none of these people are going to vote themselves out of a job, but it's hard not to look at this and be like, if we have age limits on how young, or like how old you have to be able to run, once again, asking, should we not have at least health limitations or like, you know, I think this is what Nikki Haley is basically running on is like cognitive tests. And I just think yes.
Don't most corporations have mandatory retirement ages? If your CEO gets up to be 70 or 72, isn't that when they say, you know, we'll make you an, you can be on the board or we'll make you something, but it, Fritzy, you got to go now.
I don't know the number, like the quantity of that, like the percentage of how many corporations employ that or not. I know that they're talking about the pilot age, because I think pilot age to retire from being a pilot was 65. And I think they're talking about moving it to 67. And some of that is largely because they have a pilot shortage. But, you know, this is a divisive issue because I know people are, it's wrapped up in ageism. And obviously we have two of our leading candidates for president are fairly old. But it just comes back to, like, these are people with so much power who refuse to just go retire on a beach and hand over the reins in a country where I think what our average, the average age of the people in this country is 37.
Wow.
Like late 30s, early 40s. And yet we're very comfortable with people who are of not only a generation four, like multiple generations of older than that, being in charge of the country and sometimes being at the will of like, at like, could just fail health-wise at any moment.
The average age in the U.S. is 38.1.
38.1.
Yep.
Which is a lot younger. It's less than half of what Mitch McConnell is.
Yeah.
And so should people, my question to you is, should people in declining health or advanced age be in public positions of extreme power? And I say no. Like, I know that Nancy Pelosi was very good at her job and will go down as probably the most effective, like, Speaker of the House we've ever had. And also, like, you got a lot of money. Go enjoy your life.
So many of them. I mean, geez, Chuck Grassley's 92. Strom Thurmond, and this was long before you were born. Strom Thurmond was, I think, almost 100. And he would sleep in the chamber.
Yeah.
And it was, oh, that's just Strom. You know, he's ancient. You're a lawmaker. You're, like you said, you have tremendous responsibility and power. And we just give you a pass because, oh, well, he needs a nap.
And, you know, and then who's actually running the show behind the scenes? And
pulling,
it's like,
strings.
You guys all have full, like, health care. Like, you are going to be taken care of for the rest of your life. And it's just the, and I don't, is it just ego? But just the inability for some people to let go and move on. And the thought that no one can do it better than I can. Like, that has to be what it is, right?
Well, and I also think, and this applies to the state legislature too, it's a cushy gig, man. Who wants to give that up? It's a great gig.
It's a good... I actually think the cushiest gig is, like, the people who kind of fly under the radar who are in those positions. And, like, which is kind of, like, as far as, like, I keep getting reelected, but I don't actually have any, like, not ahead of a committee. And so, like, you're not, like, the buck never stops with you. Because ultimately, Mitch McConnell, like, there's still a ton of responsibility there. So it's cushy, but it's not work.
Right. He actually has to do something.
And that's the part to me that is actually scarier. Like, if they had a position where they kept getting reelected and they had to vote on things, but they weren't necessarily, you know, in charge, that's a little different. But
what should the age be? How old is too old?
Well, and I understand that, like I said, there's people age differently. Like, some people have early onset dementia way too early, right? Versus people who care very functional into their 80s or even their 90s. And so I think that there is something to be said as far as like, you know, we make older people take their driver's tests. Like we, you know, like there's certain things as far as like, can you prove to do this before we trust you? But obviously that comes back to like the will of the people. And if people keep reelecting them in very simple terms, that is their choice. That is their vote. And I think it's more complicated than that because of the system that we've set up and like the power of incumbency and how much money you need to be able to run. And for people to try to challenge them, they need to be like either independently wealthy or basically stop working.
Yep.
And it's like when you can just keep getting paid and run for reelection, that's a pretty big upper hand to hold. And so, you know, it's not so simple as like, well, they just keep getting reelected, so like that's obviously what the people want. It's like, well,
not exactly.
No. So, you know, I and I'm sure more shows are asking the exact same question today, because this was certainly what I saw trending on Twitter, which was people calling once again for the fact that we shouldn't be having like octogenarians running our country. I'm sorry if that sounds ageist, but I agree
old,
with that.
I'm old and I agree with you. I do. I don't think it's right. The one thing I will say, and again, I disagree with Mitch McConnell on just about everything under the sun, but I do not wish him ill. I don't wish any of them ill. And for the most part, at least from what I was seeing on my Twitter feed, people were pretty respectful about it.
I agree.
As opposed to when Nancy Pelosi's husband was attacked with a hammer in their home and the jokes that were being made about that, which was despicable.
Or also when John Fetterman had his stroke.
Absolutely.
I would agree. I would say most of the things I saw was, you know, I hope he's okay. I saw some people still challenging the fact that he's totally okay taking away health care from millions of people, and yet he, no matter what his health issue is, will be taken care of. So there were some people who were like, he's also responsible for the dystopian Gilead nightmare that we're living in, which we're going to get to at the 11 o'clock hour. But the fact of the matter is, I do hope he's okay. It seems like he at least came back and spoke. But anyways, so also in the 11 o'clock hour, specifically at 11:20, we have a week from today, the State Fair will be here. The State Fair starts August 3rd, goes until August 13th. And obviously one of the best things about the State Fair is the fact that there are lots of different foods to try. And we have the list of over 100 different foods that are new this year. And we're going to play a little bit of a game with you for anyone who wants to win free tickets. So we have 25 tickets that we're giving away between now and next Thursday. So we're playing this game every day. And it's a, you know, it's a little categorization of, I'm going to give you three foods and I'm going to give you three categories to put them in. And then that's it. You get to win. You don't have to answer trivia. You just have to make a choice of these three foods. So stick around until 11:20 when we play that game. When we come back, three headlines and a lie. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Wider wheat, classic or old fashioned, with or without sesame seed. With so many choices, selecting the right bun for your perfectly grilled burgers, hot dogs, and brats can seem overwhelming. Relax. The bakers at Village Hearth have made your choice easy. With state-of-the-art bakeries and facilities throughout the Midwest, our buns are baked and delivered by folks just like you. So when you see the familiar red Village Hearth logo on the package, you'll be selecting the freshest, most flavorful buns available. Village Hearth Buns. Baked locally, delivered fresh daily.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? for reliable power and peace of mind. Propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I'm Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. And it is that time of the week that we are going to play Three Headlines and a Lie. This is where we have four headlines. Three of them are real. One is faker than, expected prep time for a recipe. But Jane then goes and tries to pick which one she thinks is the lie. And you're getting better at this.
Well, the last couple of weeks have been a little rocky. I wouldn't be too complimentary. But we'll see how I do today.
But as always, you are welcome to play along at home. And like I said, at 11:20, we are going to play a game that you can call in and play to win Wisconsin State Fair tickets. We have 25 to give away between now and next week when the State Fair kicks off. And so if you would like some free tickets today, you can win at 11:20. But we will be playing this game every day until Thursday. All right, Jane, headline number one.
Okay.
Harrison Ford's stunt double set himself on fire at Atlanta actors rally.
Wow.
Bold.
That's, is he okay?
I don't know if it's real.
Okay.
All right, number two. Change your first name to Subway and you could win free subs for life.
Subway Matinair.
Subway Matinair. Not bad.
Okay.
Number three, Massachusetts store apologizes to Barbie fans for raising beet prices.
Beet prices?
Beet. Very good with goat cheese.
How is that related to Barbie?
No idea.
Wow, it's a tough one this week. Okay.
Number four, Microsoft has created a pizza-scented Xbox controller.
Come on, these are all made up.
They are not all made up. Three of them are, in fact, real. So I will go through them again.
All right.
Number one, Harrison Ford's stunt double set himself on fire at Atlanta Actors Rally. Number two, change your name to Subway and you could win free subs for life. Number three, Massachusetts store apologizes to Barbie fans for raising beet prices. Number four, Microsoft has created a pizza-scented Xbox controller.
Okay, they're all so stupid. But I just think that if Harrison Ford's stunt double set himself on fire, I think that would have crossed my newsfeed somewhere. So that's the lie.
Well, you're clearly not reading Huffington Post enough.
Oh, my gosh.
Harrison Ford's stunt double did indeed set himself on fire at Atlanta Actors Rally. Mike Massa roasted the AMPTP online afterwards, saying he was sick of being burned by studios and producers.
So was he wearing a flame-proof suit?
Let's see. Dozens of workers gathered to support their union, which is currently on strike. Massa, stunt coordinator, and Harrison Ford's stunt double on Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny closed the demonstration by taking the stage in a flame-licked coat.
Okay.
while holding up a strike sign.
All right.
The professional risk taker ensured the spectacle was safe with special protective materials and a fire crew on site.
All right. All right. So what's left?
All right. So what's left? You got to choose between change your name to your first name to Subway, and you could win free subs for life. Massachusetts store apologizes to Barbie fans for raising beet prices, and Microsoft has created a pizza-scented Xbox controller.
Oh, this is just a complete stab in the dark. I'm going with the Barbies and beets because I don't understand that correlation at all.
I also don't understand the correlation, and that indeed is the fake one.
Yay! Woot!
Good job, Jane. Barbies and beets. I don't know what I haven't seen the movie. I'm seeing the movie on Saturday. So
is there a connection to the movie and beet farming?
I don't know that. But all I can think of when I think of beet farming is Dwight Schrute. So I don't know. But after I see the movie, I will come back. And if there's any beet
references,
okay, I will let you know.
Excellent.
But yeah, if you are interested in free subs for life, now that they have those meat slicers,
it's
not. You know, there's the supposedly better. If you don't like your first name or you just love Subway, now is the time to change it. Subway will reward one person that legally changes their name to Subway with free sandwiches for life between August 1st and August 4th. So you only have 3 days to do this. One person will be randomly selected to receive a check or prepaid card for $750 to reimburse costs associated with name change.
Okay.
And 50,000 worth of Subway gift cards that you may be used to buy Subway food for the rest of the winner's life. Is that enough?
Well, not if you're going to eat once a day on Subway. Wouldn't you do?
I wonder if you can like come back and be like, I used all of it, man. Like you said life.
I'm
like,
still what, alive.
Like, I'm still here and I want more subs.
Actually, maybe if you have that many subs on a regular basis, you're not going to live that long.
Fair. All right. And then finally, yes, gamers everywhere. I guess they were looking for scratch and sniff controllers because Microsoft has created a pizza-scented Xbox controller. It's part of a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles marketing campaign.
I figured it was just one way to remind your teenager that they need to eat food.
Put
the controller down and actually, doesn't the pizza smell good? Go get some real pizza.
Yeah. It's the world's first ever pizza-scented controller. And I guess there's a new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem movie coming. I did not know that.
Well, the clamoring has just been so loud. They had to.
The last one did so well.
Well, yes.
So there you go. Well, you were pretty good. That was a pretty hard one.
It was better than last week's.
All right. Well, tomorrow you get another chance to play another headline quiz. We are actually going to have Maggie Dawn on the show tomorrow for our civic media crossover. So we will ask her what she thinks the best, the worst, and the weirdest headlines are from the week. Talk to her about her show's going, which you can listen to Monday through Thursday at 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Network. And then we will see how she does in our other headline quiz that we do on Fridays. But coming up in the next hour, there is no public service announcement today because Kristen Lierley is traveling. But we have some other reproductive health headlines for you that is going to be pretty infuriating and a little sad, but then we'll move on pretty quickly and have J.R. Radcliffe give us a sports update. So stick around. We have a packed filled hour coming up next. This is As Goes Wisconsin. So I'll settle for one day to believe in you. Tell me lies. Tell me sweet little lies.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope, to give them hope that mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemiss.org for more.
A public service message
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.